The nation's outdoor industry is celebrating the Obama administration this weekend for creating the Bears Ears National Monument. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Companies whose business is outdoor recreation have taken out full-page advertisements in Utah newspapers.
With the president having acted for the benefit of all Americans and all Utahns, we wanted to thank him.
Peter Metcalf is CEO Emeritus of the Black Diamond Company in Holiday. He's also been active in mobilizing outdoor companies politically.
They recognize these landscapes are what differentiates the state and allows them to recruit the best and the brightest that are critical for running and growing successful businesses.
The outdoor industry generates over $600 billion of consumer spending nationwide and $12 billion in Utah. Member companies of the Outdoor Industry Association support conservation advocacy groups that, in turn, have backed the tribal organizations behind the Bears Ears Monument. Metcalf says that alliance was a natural fit that strengthened after Congressman Rob Bishop released his public lands compromise.
At which point we realized that it was basically a sellout. It was filled with poison pills. It was not at all balanced.
The outdoor industry's involvement with Bears Ears has made it a target of accusations like this one by Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz earlier this month.
The only ones that I can find that are in favor of the monument are some radical environmentalists.
Metcalf counters that there's a quiet majority of mainstream businesses in Utah that favor public land protections like the monument.
And we're not advocating this simply because it will help the outdoor industry. We believe it is the right thing to do for the people of Utah and the future vibrancy and vitality of this state.
The ads ran in Saturday and Sunday papers. Judy Fays, KUER News.